It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Now, we all know the importance of startup companies as it relates to the vibrancy of a local community and certainly nationally as well. Startups employ many people and they contribute to the GDP of this country, and we need to have a vibrant startup community. In order to have a vibrant community in general, really central to all that part and parcel of making life good in many regions around the country is to have that vibrant startup community. And one of the things that the pandemic and then followed by economic challenges, supply chain shortages, fear of recession, inflation issues, and all the rest, all those pressures, putting pressure on the stock market, IPOs really non-existent right now, and less money flowing into venture capital funds, less money flowing out of venture capital funds as investment into startup companies, and the whole cycle becomes really tough and challenged. Many startup companies likely won't make it out of this year, let alone be able to get funding at all for what otherwise might be a great idea or a great company. But that's the reality. As the Wall Street Journal article points out, more startups throw in the towel because they're unable to raise money for their ideas. We've got Yulia Chernova with us from WSJ Pro, Wall Street Journal Pro, to bring us the story on what's happening in the venture investment community and how that's impacting startups today. Yulia, tell us first at a high level what's going on here.
Sure. Well, I mean, the venture market went through quite a boom, especially in 2021. It reached quite a peak. And at that point, venture capitalists were kind of throwing money left and right, funding early stage companies, funding late stage companies, and the IPO market was booming. So the stock market was booming. Everybody was just kind of floating in all this capital and thinking that the party will keep going on, I guess. Now the party's quite a bit. So there's a stark contrast between what was happening in 21 and what we're seeing now. The money's definitely drying up, and the expectations that venture capitalists have when they're being pitched startup ideas are totally different. You know, the VCs are stingy and they want to see much more from these companies than they used to.
Can you give us some statistics? I know you highlight some in the article that really put this picture in perspective, where it was then versus where we are now.
Sure. So 2021 was definitely a peak of venture investing, multi-decade, I think, peak. We had in the U.S. $346 billion went into startups from VCs, according to PitchBook data provider. And so in the first quarter of this year, we saw $37 billion go in. So that's, you know, about like 11% of the 21 total.
Right. I've read everywhere that about 90% of the companies that were getting money before are probably not, or at least 90% of the investment rounds that would have been made before, at least relative to the 2021 funding level, are not getting made this year.
We are kind of back to 2018-19 levels, right? So it's not that nothing is happening and VC checkbooks are totally shut and there is no money at all, right? It's just that the drop is pretty significant from a very high peak.
Yeah, and I think things like, you know, AI and other things where venture capitalists tend to get very excited about these kind of sea change technology opportunities to invest in, seems a lot of money flowing into that sector, for example. So it's good that there are, you know, new technology horizons to look at and to encourage, you know, them to continue to make investment, to get in early instead of missing out. But venture capital is one thing. I believe that, you know, this extends also into the angel community, even earlier stage funding, also harder to come by.
Yeah, absolutely. And I spoke with an angel investor network leader the other day, you know, and they're definitely seeing a slowdown, although it does seem like the biggest slowdown we see is at the later stages of private capital rather than at the very earliest stages.
I know that I read a statistic that even though, I mean, it may be more relatively speaking tougher at the later stages, but nonetheless, I know that angel investing is down significantly this year and that many startups that might otherwise have gotten funded and therefore gotten off the ground are suffering as a result of the current climate, that they're experiencing in terms of seeking, traditional equity type investment, whether that be from angels or early stage VCs, maybe angel networks, et cetera, just not investing like they used to be. Is there any hope on the horizon?
There is definitely hope. You know, the stock market is doing better this year, the first quarter, especially the tech stocks. And I think if we do see the IPOs start happening, you know, some of this money kind of flowing back to venture capitalists, then they will probably loosen up a little bit and start investing more.
Sure. Of course, the IPO market is critical to the whole venture community ecosystem, the whole early stage, later stage growth capital ecosystem, because when they do make equity investments into these companies in exchange for the capital that they provide, getting that equity position in the company, that becomes a return only if and when the company is able to get acquired or to go public. And so speaking of IPOs, of course, that's one way to create liquidity. And that money then flows back to the venture funds. It does another thing too, to your point that you made earlier, it really buoys investor confidence generally to invest more into the funds and for angel investors to invest more directly into the startup ventures because they can see people getting money out. Stories abound everywhere, you know, about big exits and so on when things are really flowing in the public markets. And it really helps all the way down to the earliest stages of startups.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons that in 21 we saw such a booming venture market because the VCs saw that, you know, it was possible to create, you know, multi-billion dollar companies once they reached the public markets, right? So when they looked at the very early stage investment, they thought, okay, well, I invest maybe at a higher valuation than I would have before, but this company that's worth maybe, you know, $20 million right now, 5 years down the line, it could be worth $5 billion. Now, it was at that point kind of apparent that that's a possibility at least. So that definitely encouraged them at the earliest stages. And, you know, once we see these IPOs back, I think that will help.
Yeah, it's critically important just to put perspective on all this, you know, a tremendous amount of employment, even contribution to the nation's GDP and so on comes from the small business sector. And many of that comes from these tech startups and venture-backed startups that begin to accelerate rapidly, employ people and all the rest. You remove that from the economy and all of a sudden it begins to, on the back end of all this, create problems in other ways, not just for venture capitalists and for startup founders and so on, but all the rest of us as well. Not to mention that these are companies that tend to bring technologies, whether in the healthcare field or even in the way of enhancing our lifestyle. These are companies that make the big changes, the revolutionary changes that enhance and improve quality of life all the way around. So we hope that things get turned around. We certainly hope so. Yuliana Chernova, we so appreciate you coming on from WSJ Pro and kind of breaking it all down for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.